Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM.
Cedar Rapids.
Gym Class for a Monday here on KGYM. Thank you for tuning in, and we got a great show coming up for you. We'll take a look back at the weekend that was. Plenty of Hawkeye news, comings and goings. We'll talk about that with Tom Caker to HawkeyeReport.com. Take a look back at some very interesting things that happened over the weekend and more. We've got Colonel's tickets for you as well. It's all coming up on the Gym Class on KGYM. And from our studios on the southwest side, we welcome you in on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. Presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue, Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Great place to stop on by. Hope you made it out for the weekend, sometime over the weekend. And again, locally owned and operated, a place where families meet up again and again. And when you're at Third Base, you're practically home. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Gazette. Kyle Mann, our producer here today, as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour on a... this can only be described as a Chamber of Commerce weather day, Mark. This is about as good as it gets. Low humidities, mid to upper 70s. This is your weather, I know.
My kind of weather, you bet.
You and about 4 million others. This is it.
Hope everybody had a great weekend and a good start to the week, and very newsy day out there. Kind of an interesting weekend as well. We've got professional sports to talk about. We've got transfers involving the University of Iowa and University of Kansas. And... Tom Caker, as you mentioned.
Yeah, looking forward to talking with Tom because there's plenty to talk about football and basketball-wise. We also have all this week for you here on the Gym Class at KGYM, your shot at tickets to see the Colonels. The Colonels a winner earlier today in Peoria, 10-1, to close out the long two-week road trip due to many factors, including the Division III College Baseball World Series. They've been on the road a while, but they're going to be back starting tomorrow. And... they're only, 2.5, 3 games out, something like that, from a wild card as far as the first half is concerned. Want to get that sewn up, and hopefully the Colonels can do that before the All-Star game coming
up.
Yeah,
and a chase with Burlington right now. Burlington, as we sit here, Burlington still plays today, but the Colonels trailing by 2.5 games for that second wild card spot. And it's going to be a very interesting week from that standpoint.
It will be. Will be an interesting week from that standpoint coming up. Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line available to you out there at 319-366-1600, 319-366-1600. That's Hurtina Stocker Jewelers, located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. Before we get too far into the program here, a shout-out to all the folks I played with and saw and talked with over the weekend at the Crandic Tournament. Sorry, guys. I wish I would have played better, and sorry for holding you up at times, except for 9 holes yesterday. And that was the only time things went okay. Actually, 6 holes yesterday. Other than that, it was a very forgetful weekend. So I've forgotten about it all already.
Until now. Out of 36, not a good percentage.
No, that is not. That's not even the 3-point percentage of a couple guys we're going to talk about coming up here in a little bit. I told him I'd give him a shout out on the radio here today. The big story, stories of the day. It's Transfer Monday, I guess, in Iowa City, or Transfer Weekend, if you will. But you start off with, I guess, incoming as far as Iowa basketball and Iowa football is concerned. Let's start on the football side, where it is not official as of yet. University of Iowa has not put out anything as of yet, but according to many sources out there, Oliver Martin is in workouts and looks like he is a part of the Iowa football team. Iowa has not put out anything official. as we were talking about and discussing in the sports office earlier on, might be just a situation where all the T's have to be crossed, all the I's have to be dotted, etc. But it sure looks like Oliver Martin is now a member of the Iowa football team, the former Iowa City West wide receiver who went to Michigan for his first 2 years, sat out as a redshirt first year, played a little bit last year for Jim Harbaugh and the Wolverines.
Yeah, 11 catches, one touchdown reception last year for Oliver Martin, and he is in Iowa City. It appears he's going to enroll in classes, participate in practices and drills with the Iowa Hawkeyes, not practices yet, but workouts and whatnot. Still awaiting official word in that regard. And let's just assume that Oliver Martin is going to be an Iowa Hawkeye. Then it becomes a situation of whether Martin is going to, he's going to apply for a waiver from the NCAA to be eligible immediately. And, of course, you get 5 years to play four. He's already used up 2 years. If he does, he's got 3 years of eligibility remaining. If he gets a waiver, obviously he gets 3 years. If he doesn't, he's going to have to give up a year, sit out next year, and play two. So I don't know enough about the precedence in this regard, whether others have been granted a waiver because they've already redshirted a year. But it would sure be a boon to Iowa football if Oliver Martin could be eligible right away. But that remains to be seen.
And again, as folks around here know, you can never figure out exactly what the NCAA has in the back of their minds. You go back to Drew Ott in that situation, and he had reasons to try to get an extra year. A slightly different situation. He was going for a sixth year of eligibility instead of being eligible right away after a transfer, but that didn't go through yet. We've seen people get to play the very next year in sports due to coaches leaving as far as their position coach is concerned, emotional distress, things like that, that you would think that's a little shady. It's a little shaky ground there, and they've gotten to play, and they've gotten their transfer taken care of and got to play right away. So you never know how the NCAA is going to play out, so I'm not going to speculate one way or the other if he's going to play this year or not play this year. So it looks like Oliver Martin is coming. Also in the coming column, it is Bakari Evelyn, formerly of Valparaiso, or Valpo, as you like, on the Missouri Valley Conference. 6'2", 180-pound guard out of, well, was a Michigan resident, went to play his final year of high school at a, I believe down in Arizona, at a prep school. And he announced on Sunday that he is going to be an Iowa Hawkeye. There was speculation about this over the last couple weeks, especially after Harvey said he was going to go to Vanderbilt instead of coming to Iowa City. Iowa needed a guard, and this is a little bit of history as far as Iowa men's basketball is concerned, because Bakari Evelyn will be forever known as the first grad transfer to come in and play for Fran McCaffrey and the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Yeah, Evelyn originally played in Nebraska and, of course, transferred to Valparaiso. Never knew it. Valparaiso. However you prefer.
Valpo.
This is a guy with some major college experience that is coming in and played a lot of point guard almost exclusively 2 years ago, but not so much last year. And I would imagine that Fran McCaffrey will test him at the point guard position. Folks, I'm not going to kid you. I know nothing about this player. I have never seen him play. I've seen the video highlights. I know his statistics. One red flag for me, he's had three ankle surgeries on the most recent, a year ago this month. Those are for bone spurs. I'm no doctor. I don't know how serious that is, but three surgeries during a career.
Is a lot.
Only Cordell Pemsel can top that. So we'll see. Obviously, Fran McCaffrey erring on the side of caution should Jordan Bohannon not be available. because of the hip situation. Should he not be available next season, Fran McCaffrey bringing in some insurance, so to speak. How big a deal is it? I don't know.
It's going to be interesting, and I pointed this out in my sports view, and we'll have that up for you coming up a little bit after the show. We'll get it up there on the website at kgymradio.com. And I had to go back and take a look at some of the action that Evelyn played in. I did see him play against UNI in the two games this year. He was not 100% healthy. As a junior. As a sophomore, he had better numbers. 12.5 points a game, almost a 40% three-point shooter. Good defender. But you could tell that he was not 100%. Now, granted, as well, Valpo stunk last year. Supposed to be a lot better than they were, and they just did not have a good season last year for the Crusaders in the Missouri Valley. Dropped off to 8.4 points a game, a couple assists as well. I think you need to take this with a grain of salt if you're a Hawkeye basketball fan. And we'll get to this coming up because I don't think that's going to be possible with our next piece of news, and we'll get to that. But if Evelyn comes in to Iowa City, I said earlier today, if he averages 7-8 points, plays 20 minutes, plays solid defense, I think if you're Fran McCaffrey and the Iowa Hawkeyes, that would be a win. But knowing the fan base, and it's not only Iowa fan base, it's pretty much every fan base, because fan is short for fanatical, as we all know. Everyone's going to believe, well, this guy's got to come in, he's got to put up double figures, he's got to do this, he's got to do that. Well, he's probably not even going to start. It's probably going to be the thing. Wieskamp's probably going to be the starter at the two, and Toussaint, somebody like that, and get to start, perhaps Toussaint. We'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. He's not really a point guard. He's more of a shooting guard. And he's not a real big shooting guard. But like I said, if he comes in, hits a couple threes a game, stretches out the defense a little bit, and is consistent, I think that's a win for the Iowa basketball team. Your thoughts, welcome at 319-366-1600. What do you think out there?
Let's not kid ourselves. Cassius Winston is not coming into the Iowa basketball program.
Not on June 10th as a grad transfer.
No. But, yeah, if he's a serviceable player who maybe even exceeds that, I think that would be a win for Iowa. Again, I have not seen a lot of this guy play. The Big Ten is a different animal than the Missouri Valley Conference. Although Missouri Valley plays very good basketball, I'm not saying anything, but it's a different animal, very much a different animal. And is he better than somebody or some players that Iowa has on the team right now? McCaffrey must think so.
He wouldn't have asked him to be here if he didn't think he could help. And I think that's the bottom line. 319-366-1600. We'll ask Tom Kakert about Evelyn coming up. When we talk with him, we'll ask him about Oliver Martin. We'll also ask him about Isaiah Moss. Of course, Isaiah, at the end of last week, decommitted from his commitment to Arkansas after he left Iowa. Blah, blah, blah. Welcome to 2019, as far as college men's basketball is concerned. Well, he's found a landing point, and it is Allen Fieldhouse in Lawrence, Kansas. Isaiah Moss will be a Kansas Jayhawk. And as soon as that news broke, John Rothstein, I believe, was the first one to come out with that today. Bakari Evelyn's future became a lot tougher. Because what is inevitably going to happen, Mark?
He's going to average about 18 points a game and, be the MVP of the Kansas basketball program.
I think I'm not going to go that far. But if Evelyn has bad games and Isaiah Moss has good games, which you know he's going to, you take a look at what Kansas has coming back for next year. And I'm going to pull that up here and take a look at it here. 319-366-1600, by the way, if you'd like to join us on the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. They've got two centers. DeSilvo is going to be eligible next year for Kansas. He's coming back. Azubuike is going to be there as well. So you've got two back-to-their-basket guys inside. What did Bill Self need? He needed a guy that could shoot the basketball because they were a little thin in the guard court. Isaiah Moss is there. Isaiah Moss has had great games for the Hawkeyes. Isaiah Moss has had iffy games for the Iowa Hawkeyes. But he's going to get open shots in Lawrence because he's got two guys in the middle that are going to get a lot of defenses concentrating on them.
Well, let's remember that three-point line moves back a foot and a half as well. Is Moss going to shoot as well?
Is anyone going to shoot as well?
At the same percentage as he did last year, which was, what, 40%, 42%?
Yep, right in there.
From three, which is pretty good. Will he shoot that well, better, or worse?
Devin Dotson.
With a new line.
Yep, Devin Dotson's going to be the backcourt mate, probably. Moss probably going to move right into the starting lineup, according to John Rothstein. Agbaji, D'Souza, and Azubuike in there as well for Kansas. And John Rothstein has already elevated Kansas to the number one team in the country. And you know what's going to happen every time Isaiah Moss has a 20-point game. And you know what's going to happen. He had 20-point games at Iowa. And if Iowa's not playing well, this thing could get really interesting and, unfortunately, at times, I think, really ugly next year with Iowa basketball fans. I hope that's not the case, but I've seen this movie before.
Is it because Moss is a seasoned player? I mean, Kansas didn't know Isaiah Moss existed.
No.
In the Chicago high school ranks. Moss was recruited by the likes of Auburn before they got good. DePaul, East Carolina, Green Bay, Northern Illinois, and Temple, among others. Not your blue bloods of college basketball. And now all of a sudden, he puts together a 9-point season, Moss that is, and he's a prize recruit for the Kansas Jayhawks.
Bill Self wouldn't have crossed the street to see Isaiah Moss in high school. I'm just saying.
Now, why is he all
that
of a sudden
is a fact.
Considered a savior for Kansas basketball?
But that's the grad transfer rule. It can be your winning golden ticket if you find the right guy for your system that you need.
For Moss's sake, I hope he does well.
I do too. I hope he does amazingly well at Kansas.
You see him in Ames.
At least once.
See him in Ames.
Yeah. Unless he's unfortunately injured at that point. They'll play him twice. 319-366-1600. What are your thoughts out there about the transfers coming in, leaving, football, basketball? What do you think out there? I'd like to ask the Hawkeye fans out there their thoughts. Again, 319-366-1600. Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. You can reach us via the phone lines as well. Same number at 319-366-1600.
7854, Evelyn can play. Averaged 25 a game in high school. Basketball is basketball. A lot will be what he is asked to do by the Iowa coaching staff versus what he was asked to do at Valpo. And another texter pointed that Valpo was a very deliberate team.
Yes.
Not up-tempo by any means, and perhaps that, you know, hamstrung.
Oh, we got a Mario Shayok thing going here. From Valpo to Iowa?
Yeah. Ryan and Walford, I did a little digging on Evelyn prior to him having bone spurs. He was pretty good. Averaged double-digit points and shot 40% from the three-point range.
Played as a freshman at Nebraska and then left the program, redshirted, went to Valparaiso, and had a very good sophomore year. Okay, junior year, not anything to write home about. It's going to be interesting.
Good poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Which transfer will make the bigger impact on his program? Be Bakari Evelyn for Iowa basketball or Oliver Martin for Iowa football?
We're assuming Oliver's there and in the graces of Hawkeye footballdom.
Thanks to Emo's First Avenue Southeast and Cedar Rapids next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Love to hear from you out there at 3:22. We're going to talk to Tom Caker coming up here in just a little bit. Plenty to talk about as far as Hawkeye athletics is concerned. More from the weekend. I heard there was a hockey game last night.
Yep.
I watched and listened to the hockey game last night. I knew it. Be a game seven. I guess the good news and the silver lining is there is nothing better in sports, I think, than game seven of an NHL playoff series. And this is even ratcheted up more because it is game seven in the Stanley Cup series. And yet again, when you think you have this series figured out, it turns itself on its head and pivots about 180 degrees. And the Boston Bruins just absolutely took it to the St. Louis Blues last night.
They did indeed, and they've done it twice in St. Louis, have they not?
Yes.
A 7-2 victory earlier. I don't have to remind Alex Kuhn of that, that's for sure. But you and Alex are Blues fans, okay? If I'd have told you before the series started that there would be a Game 7,
I'd
have taken that in a minute, right?
I'd have taken it in a minute. Maybe I shouldn't, but I should get greedy and say, finish it up in six or whatever the case may be.
St. Louis had some opportunities in the first period, I thought. Tuukka Rask was pretty good.
He was terrific.
As he is usually. But 5-1 victory for Boston, and I guess we'll see Wednesday night what happens, huh?
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. What a great week. From Wednesday on, sports-wise, you get a Game 7 in the Stanley Cup. Kevin Durant, oh, by the way, if you haven't heard, is coming back tonight. And now, of course, the narrative has switched from, Golden State cannot win without Kevin Durant, to, I'm not so sure this is a good thing because he's going to be rusty. Unbelievable.
There would be nothing.
You can't make this stuff up.
I mean, nothing better for me if Toronto wins this game. Nick Nurse, the Iowan, coaches the Raptors to the NBA title with Durant on the floor. That'd be great.
I think Toronto's going to do it tonight. We're going to have the game for you at 7 o'clock. All three frequencies, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM, Game 5. Can Toronto win for the basketball-starved folks between curling seasons in Canada? That will be coming up tonight. Again, we'll have it for you at 7 o'clock right here on KGYM. Yeah, the Blues need to play a whole lot better. Boston took it to them. They were the faster team last night. They were the more aggressive team last night. Some dumb penalties taken by the Blues that really came back to hurt them. And just Boston was just quicker. Quicker to the puck. Forechecking was terrific, I thought, last night. And you got to take your hats off to the Bruins.
Boston matched St. Louis's physicality from previous games.
And
that
maybe,
was a big part of it.
Maybe even exceeded it.
Yeah.
Maybe even exceeded it a little bit. But that'll be coming up on Wednesday. We'll have that for you right here on KGYM. And then you and I, at least before the week tornado hit yesterday, were engrossed in Rory McIlroy on the eve of the week of the U.S. Open, which starts on Thursday, primetime golf. Just remember where that's at, too. Anyway, we'll get back to that. But you've got Rory McIlroy establishing himself maybe as one of the two or three favorites, along with Brooks Koepka. I think he's got to be there as well. Tiger's probably in there as well. Jordan Spieth playing a little bit better. But Rory McIlroy almost tickled 59 yesterday and had a chance to do it with a birdie on the 18th hole at Ontario, but couldn't do it.
And we did not get to see it.
We didn't. But I understand why.
I do, too. Weather reports are very important. They really are, but... And maybe somebody in the television business locally can answer this, but why not a split-screen situation, you know, especially when 59's on the line? I know it doesn't compare to someone's life perhaps being endangered, don't get me wrong. But Rory bogeyed the 18th, and we didn't miss anything.
No, shot six. He just shot a 61, that's all. But that was fun to watch yesterday, and he was on. There isn't a whole lot better in sports than a golfer that is in the zone like that.
He really was.
I shot 61. I just kept going over the weekend.
Evan at 84.93 in regards to Isaiah Moss, commenting on the text sign, he's not a savior. He fills a shooting vacancy that Kansas has. That's why he's a good pickup for them. Fills their biggest need with their current personnel.
Absolutely. Very much so. Absolutely. 319-366-1600 here at 327. We're going to step aside, take a break. Tom Caker to HawkeyeReport.com standing by, and we will talk about the newest Iowa men's basketball player, Bakari Evelyn. We'll talk about Oliver Martin as well. We'll talk about Isaiah Moss's departure. A lot of things to talk about with Tom. By the way, big pickup for Lisa Bluter and the women as well. A.J. Ettinger, I believe I'm saying that correct, 6'2", out of the state of Michigan, gave a commitment to the Iowa women's team over the weekend.
And she has one more year of high school.
Yes, one more year of high school, and put together some pretty monster numbers as far as the state of Michigan is concerned. So plenty to discuss as far as Iowa hoops and football and whatnot when we come back on the Gym Class for a Monday right here on KGYM.
When you create some of the world's best windows and doors, you won't let just anyone sell them. You want window and door experts. That's why Marvin Windows and Doors are only sold at local, trusted, independent dealers, not big box stores. Marvin never compromises on quality, offering unparalleled value, energy efficiency, and expert craftsmanship.
At Alexander Lumber, we're proud to be a Marvin dealer. Visit us at 2802 Independence Road or at our Answers by Alexander showroom at 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
This Friday is UNI Panther Pride Night at the Colonels. The first 1,000 fans receive a free UNI rally towel and bid on Panther game-worn jerseys. UNI mascots TC and TK will be at the game too. Visit Colonels.com to get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind. In school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn, for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
Today and every Monday, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is presented by Randy's Flooring in Coralville and Cedar Rapids. Tune in from 4 to 7 right here on KGYM. Randy's Flooring, local flooring experts by design.
Is the NBA Finals. The Golden State Warriors face a must-win Game 5.
Coverage begins tonight at 7 o'clock here on the Gym. KGYM.
Back in the Gym Class at 3:31 here on KGYM. We have Game 5, the potential final NBA game of the season. Toronto with a 3-1 lead for head coach Nick Nurse, the native Iowan. By the way, according to Darren Ravel, the top price paid for a courtside seat tonight on StubHub.
Pair.
What?
Pair.
Pair. Pair, yeah. Oh, well, then it's a bargain. $67,505 if you're bringing a date. You better bring a date along or a buddy.
Who would you bring at $34K a seat?
Well, I'd bring you.
Well, if you're married, I'd better be your spouse, I suppose, if he or she is interested.
There you go. There you go. That's a lot of money. I don't care if it's Canadian or American. That's a lot of money out there. Tom Kakert set to join us right now from HawkeyeReport.com. Plenty to discuss as far as what went on over the weekend. And today, as far as Hawkeye athletics is concerned. Do you have an extra 67 thou hanging around? Just looking for something to do with it, Tom.
No, you know what? My best friend is a partial season ticket holder for the Blues, and he has playoff tickets. And I encouraged him yesterday to sell those tickets to the Blues game and happily count his money, because he probably would have made about $5,000 for total for the two tickets. And he declined, went to the game, and saw them lose. And I said, now you look at your bank account.
Well, did he go to all the home games for the finals? You know?
Oh, yeah. He was 1-2 in those, but he had like this horrible losing streak. They were like 1-10 at one point this year of games he'd gone to. So he actually sold a couple of the other tickets during the playoff run because he felt like he was the curse for the team.
Superstition runs deep as far as hockey is concerned. All bets are off, I think, now for Game 7 after the Blues dropped it last night. We'll see what happens anyway.
I see you were at Wrigley over the weekend to visit or see part of the sweep.
Yeah, I was actually took my son to New York City. He's flown over for a month for an educational program over in Barcelona. So Friday night we went to Citi Field and saw the Mets and the Rockies and got to see the ground pitch. And then I flew back Saturday night, and then Sunday I went up to Wrigley and watched my Cubs get the brooms out over those dreaded Cardinals.
That's a good weekend.
Nobody in St. Louis cared.
No one did.
No. And as soon as the Blues season is over, they may open their eyes and say, what in the world is happening with that baseball team? So,
that's what my best friend said, too. He's a big Cardinal fan, and he's like, I kind of don't want the season to end because I don't want to look at this baseball team.
I don't think Mozeliak wants the season to end either.
No.
The Blues season, that is, not the Cardinals season.
Yeah.
Been talking about transfers, Tom, and let's start with Oliver Martin. We haven't seen anything official yet. What's your latest there?
Yeah, he's going to Iowa. I mean, it's just everything that I've been told is that it'll go. He's not big on social media. I think you guys realize that. So he's not going to be making any big announcement, but I'm sure Iowa, once all the paperwork gets processed, he's going to end up at Iowa. So I think that'll probably get announced later this week officially, but that's where he's headed. So he'll be joining the Hawkeyes later this week.
Well, the big question, Tom, is his eligibility. He has 3 years, as you know. He's already redshirted, and he applies for a waiver. If he gets it, he has 3 years at Iowa. If he doesn't, he gives up a year, right?
Yeah. So he's going to apply for the waiver, and he has a case. I don't know how they're going to view the case, but he has a case because his position coach and the offensive coordinator are the same person, Josh Gattis. And he's brand new. So he joined the team after last season and implemented a new offense, and he's a new position coach. So Oliver obviously gave it a shot this spring and decided he didn't want to play at Michigan anymore. So he's going to use that as the basis for his potential waiver. And I would think that's a decent case. The NCAA has been much more lenient in handing out those waivers. And, as Kirk Ferentz would probably tell you, they frankly probably owe Iowa one after the Drew Ott fiasco.
I was just going to say, you can't take anything for granted, though, after Drew Ott.
I just know if it doesn't go Iowa's way, Kirk will get another good rant out of Kirk about Drew Ott and now Oliver Martin.
Snort, anyway.
It'll get a good snort. We'll get a snort.
If Oliver Martin, let's just say, can play this year, if the NCAA sees it clear that he can get in there, where do you see him fitting in as far as the wide receiver room is concerned? The receiving core over the last couple of years has picked up for this Iowa football team. Obviously, he's going to get some playing time. There's no doubt about that. I think the question is, how much playing time and where is he going to be on the field?
Yeah, I could see him. I think it's pretty clear that Smith Marsatt and Brandon Smith are the two starters. After that, it's, you know, Reganey was the star of the spring and really on the uptick, kind of filling that Nick Easley role on the offense. And I think that's maybe where Oliver Martin could fit in, is competing with Reganey, Tyrone Tracy Jr. Max Cooper's coming back from an ACL, but he'll be competing with him. I think competing with those three, four reps. But it depends. You know, the thing with Iowa, one of the deciding factors is always one thing, and it's not can you catch the ball, because your receiver, you should be able to catch the ball, but can you also block?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to be an important thing. And if Oliver Martin shows the Iowa coaches that he's an effective blocker, I think that ups his chances of getting on the field and getting on the field quite a bit this fall if he was able to obtain that waiver.
Can you see him perhaps fitting in the return game a little bit? He did that very well at West High.
Yeah, potentially, but I know they're pretty excited about Smith Marsatt handling both those duties, but maybe they put Martin back there as a punt guy, because Smith Marsatt was mainly just kickoffs last year. So I could see him maybe factoring in there a little bit. It's certainly something that they have to give him a look at, because he was really, really good at Iowa City West.
Tom, I don't know if you know the answer to this, but a listener reaching out, what about the time frame on Martin's waiver? Got to believe the NCAA would act before the start of spring or fall drills, I would think.
Yeah, I would think that it's the process for that has sped up quite a bit. And I would suspect that maybe a month, maybe less than that, that he would have an answer from them once he files all the paperwork. I think he's got to get officially kind of put into Iowa's system first, and then you can get enrolled and everything, and then he can apply for that waiver and see where it goes. And, you know, I think he's got a decent case, but it just varies. I mean, you see guys that with a head coaching change or getting waivers. Now, will that apply to an assistant coach who's also the offensive coordinator? Maybe. We'll see. So I'm going to be interested to see if he gets that waiver.
And I think we should know by the time Big Ten Media Days roll around.
Yeah, I would think that's probably a good time frame. Of course, that's going to be a daily question for all of us involved in covering Iowa at any level.
Very much so.
Now, tomorrow I know there's media availability for Fran McCaffrey and a couple players, Garza and Wieskamp, but the news of the day is Bakari Evelyn, the guard coming into the program from Valpo. Have you seen much of him? How do you see him fitting in?
Just video of him is all I've seen. And, you know, if he's the type of player he was his sophomore year, redshirt sophomore year, when he, you know, played really well for Valpo after he transferred from Nebraska, you know, shot the ball really well, shot about 38%, I think 41%, and in Missouri Valley play from three. If he's that player, he's going to really be effective. Last year, he had some ankle issues. From what I've heard, he's healthy now and ready to go. So they just needed some depth at guard. When Isaiah Moss left, it just kind of left another void there at the shooting guard position. You've got C.J. Frederick. You could play Wieskamp there. But there wasn't, you know, with the question marks around Jordan Bohannon's health and, you know, looking more and more like he's going to potentially redshirt this year, they just needed another guy back there to help them out. And it's only a one-year commitment. I think that's an important thing to always point out, is that he's a grad transfer, so he'll come off the books on the scholarship front after this year. So he gives him a nice piece, an athletic guard who can play some defense, knock down some threes, make some plays, and I think that's all Fran was really looking for.
Yeah, and a good fit, and it's all about fits when you talk about grad transfers, and we'll get to that more coming up here in just a little bit. What would be – I speculated earlier on today and at the start of the program, if Iowa can get, you know, 7-8 points, you know, 15-20 minutes, decent defense from Evelyn, I think that would fit the bill. I don't know. People may expect more. We'll have to wait and see, but I don't think this guy is going to come in and be, you know, a star or anything like that, but maybe we're wrong about that. Maybe he sets the world on fire. Who knows?
Yeah, that's the thing. If he can, I think you're right on the mark. I think Moss averaged, what, about nine, a little over nine
a game, yeah,
a game last year. So, you know, if he can get 7-8, that I think that's fine. The big thing is I do think they need another shooter, especially if Bohannon can't go, just because then that opens up the floor a little bit more for Garza and Kreener and Pemsel and you know, Jack Nungy, guys like that, to operate down the post, especially with the expansion out of the three-point line out to the international distance. You're going to have a little more space on the floor now for those big guys to operate down the post. And if you can knock down that shot, you're only going to help yourself offensively if you can do that on a consistent basis.
Tom, we painted the picture earlier of we can just see the day Isaiah Moss goes for 20 or 25 in a game for Kansas, maybe hits five or six threes in a game in a big contest. In that scenario, should Iowa fans be more upset with Moss or Fran McCaffrey, or neither?
I don't think you can be upset with either of them, really. You know, it's Isaiah's decision. It's interesting to me, though, that all the indications I had gotten was that Moss was looking for more playing time, and I think Fran even said that. He wanted more of an opportunity, and then you're going to Kansas, and I don't know if there's going to be a huge opportunity there. Maybe there will be if he plays really well, but it just struck me as being odd. The Arkansas one made kind of sense to me because new coach, they didn't have a lot of players. Seemed like he was going to go in there and get quite a bit of run, and he was going to probably get 25-30 minutes a game and be in there late. Kansas, I don't know. They've always got a lot of talent on the team. Now, the one thing he brings to the table that Kansas didn't have, and even with the returning guards, none of their guards really shot the ball well from deep last year. And Isaiah can get hot. I mean, we've seen that. That game against Minnesota where he scored 19 points in a minute and a half. And, you know, we've seen those games where he just goes off and gives you 19, 20, 22 points in a game and really helps you. Hits five or six threes. I know last year there was that stretch where he hit like 9 of 12 from three over two games. He can get cooking, but it's just it's going to be, you know, it seems like he went for a little prestige play here in getting to Kansas. And
I would agree.
I think that was a big factor for him.
He's going to get more exposure. There's no question about it. But, Tom, I wanted to ask you about the new three-point line. And, you know, that might affect Moss as well. But how is it going to affect maybe Iowa and college basketball in general? Is it going to open up the middle more of a need for those guards that can dribble penetrate? What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's opening up for dribble penetration, and Iowa's getting Joe Toussaint, who can do quite a bit of that on the roster this year. He's already on campus working out with the team and starting summer classes. And then I just think if you can consistently hit that three and you've got guys that can knock down from that distance, it's going to open things up for guys like Luka Garza, who, you know, then you can't, it's going to be harder to double them. It's going to be harder to hedge down and help out. I just think, you know, if Iowa can consistently hit the three this year, they've got guys that can really make some hay in the post with, with their abilities, like Garza, Ryan Kriener, Cordell can do that as well.
Well, it's going to be interesting because with the line moving back, you had guys that were kind of marginal three-point shooters from the old distance. Now moving them back a couple, a foot and a half, probably 2 feet. You don't want to get too close to the line, get those, the puppies on the line or whatever. Anyway, that's going to – I think it's a great move by college basketball because it's going to show who the better shooters are. This is not just a thing that everybody can shoot now. You need to have pretty good skill to hit this three-pointer on a consistent basis and shoot 40% from out there now.
Yeah, and they'd studied it for a couple of years in the NIT to see how this distance was going to impact three-point shooting overall, and I think it was only down basically like 1.5% from the regular season with the other the college distance. So it was a marginal impact. So they're like, you know what? It's going to free up the game. It's going to create more space, more openings for guys to operate. And I'm really fascinated to see how it really does impact the game, or if we're just kind of maybe making too much of it and it's really going to kind of look the same. But I think it's going to have a big impact on the college game this year.
I think it is, too. I'm right with you there. I guess best case scenario is that Evelyn comes in and does what we talked about a little bit earlier on. Worst case scenario could be Isaiah Moss plays, lights out at Kansas. They go to a Final Four and Iowa struggles next year. And if that's the case, there's going to be some complaining, I think, next year.
Wait till he goes for 30 against Iowa State.
And Iowa loses the night before.
wait till that happens. That's going to be wildly entertaining.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. And we'll see. Like I said, I hope the best for Isaiah Moss. I think he's a good player, and I wish him nothing but the best, whatever he looks to go to. And I'm with you. I think when you get a choice between Arkansas trying to rebuild something, yeah, you may get more playing time, but you got a chance to go to Kansas and possibly go to a Final Four. I mean, that's pretty hard to turn your back on.
It's impossible to turn. You've kept your college career, and there's going to be, let's face it, there's going to be more eyeballs from a professional standpoint. Which is what Isaiah wants to do, play basketball professionally, either over in Europe or in the NBA or G League or wherever he ends up. And there's more eyeballs on Kansas basketball than there are on Arkansas basketball.
A little bit. Just a wee bit.
A little bit.
Well, enjoy the rest of the summer, Tom. And before you know it, it's going to be Big Ten Media Days, and it's going to be fall football drills.
We'll see you in Minneapolis for the World Series, Tom.
Cubs twins, we'll be there.
I think the Midwest would like that. Something gives me that feeling. Tom, appreciate it. Keep up the great work.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, Tom Kakert, HawkeyeReport.com, joining us here on the Jim Class on KGYM. The stories of the day out there. Transfers coming, transfers going as far as Iowa is concerned. 3:50, we're going to take a break and come back. And as we go to break, we're going to give you an opportunity to pick up a 4-pack of tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels. And the Colonels right in the thick of things as far as playoff spot in the first half of the Midwest League's Western Division is concerned. And we've got a 4-pack of tickets to a Colonels game toward the end of this month for you to win. Right now at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Colonels back in town tomorrow after their win over Peoria today. We'll take caller 6 at 319-366-1600. Back with more after this.
If we build it, they will come.
You don't always notice the things that need to be remodeled or repaired, but your guests do. Keep everything welcoming and looking sharp with Jackson Remodeling and Repair. Drywall, painting, general carpentry, kitchens, countertops, and alterations, and remodeling to business properties. The owners at Jackson Remodeling and Repair personally visit each job site to make sure things are staying on schedule and meeting your expectations.
Go the distance.
See their work and get in touch at jacksonremodel.com.
people think that I'm not a big firm, I'm not a large company. What would anyone want with my data? But you don't know. Client credit cards, employee information, it's all critically important and it needs to stay secure.
Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. If you ever have a question about how secure is your network, give us a call. We can certainly do an audit.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
When it comes to the playoffs, coverage is everything. The same applies to the wireless game. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get full nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, but for up to 50% less than those big carriers charge. For the exact same high-speed networks. It's like getting full-court coverage at half-court prices. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
The Grand McExtreme Bacon Burger is one of McDonald's most popular burgers in Spain. To try one, you'd have to reprogram your GPS,
recalculate it,
go to the airport, leave your car, buy a plane ticket, land in Madrid, and go to McDonald's.
Bienvenida a McDonald's.
Or you could hang that next left and get to your neighborhood McDonald's now. Because for a limited time, the juicy Grand McExtreme Bacon Burger and other worldwide favorites are here. Around the World is now around the corner at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
This human resources professional is a rock star thanks to Kronos. And this is her hype song.
I'm the spark before the fire. I'm the power in the train. I
have HR, payroll, talent, and time.
I'm the dream, and you should know that.
Now we're engaging all the best people.
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program. It's simple. You choose from over 100 specialty tools, borrow the one you need, and get the job done right. The best part? It's all free. Our tools even come with operating instructions, so you'll know exactly how to use them. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Deposit required. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
No game today. The Twins enjoying a well-earned off day back home before a long homestand begins against the Mariners on Tuesday night at Target Field. Hi, this is Corey Provis. We'll join you Tuesday's 7:10 start on your home for Twins baseball.
On 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Joel, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. Joel in Cedar Rapids, the winner of the Colonel's tickets, tells us we will be on the lanes soon. And Mark just did a double take.
My calendar says June 10th, Joel.
We got 3 months at least before that happens. But thank you, Joel. We'll see you in the lanes sooner than we think, sooner than it feels like. A member of the Evergreen League right there. 319-366-1600. And we will have more of those Colonel's tickets to give away coming up in just a little bit. The rest of the week, I should say. We got the NBA games, what, five coming up tonight?
Game five.
Durant is back, allegedly. And I think it might be a little bit of a desperation move, but hey. The Golden State Warriors are in desperate mode right now as far as the NBA championship is concerned, to win another one to take back to Oakland. And we will see if they can get this done tonight or if it's going to be Toronto. Toronto, usually at this time of the year, they're hoping, well, to get the Maple Leafs in the playoffs, first of all, to try to win a Stanley Cup. They're worried more about the Stanley Cup than winning the O'Brien Trophy, but it looks like it's a ladder this year up north.
And establishing the women's national curling team.
Well, curling is always on the minds of Canadians. Trust me on that.
No, it's a great story in Toronto, made that much more so because of its head coach, Nick Nurse, who we've talked about. He was on the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. Terrific story in that regard. And listen, this is a good team. Toronto's a really good team.
Yes, they are. Very good team out there. And they're going to be around a while. Kawhi Leonard has really helped them. I'm not going to go into X's and O's as far as the NBA is concerned. I don't know enough about it to try to convince you otherwise that Golden State's going to come back. I'll just take it in. And here's what I do know about the NBA. Win or lose tonight, we're still going to be talking about it tomorrow on ESPN Radio. It's either going to be looking ahead to Game 6 and Kevin Durant was the savior that helped Golden State, or we go right into the next super team and NBA free agency, not only for this year, but for 2020.
Where does Durant land? Where does Kawhi land?
Indeed. I will guarantee you that that will happen, Mark. That's one thing I can say.
Talked about a lot about transfers today, and we've got your shot at the KGYM Radio poll question. KGYMRadio.com is where to access the Emo's Hideaway poll question. Which transfer will make the bigger impact on his program? Bakari Evelyn for Iowa basketball, Oliver Martin for Iowa football.
Go ahead and vote, KGYMRadio.com, and the KGYM poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and right next to the Home Depot. More talk on those two gentlemen coming up on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That will be coming your way next from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Alex will have his shot behind the microphone to have a very therapeutic 3 hours to try to forget everything that happened at the Enterprise Center last night. It was all set to go. Brett Hull was more set than a lot of people were, I think, going into that game last night.
He had to bend the tank, didn't he?
You think? Oh, yeah. It made Brett Hull in earlier games this series look more sober. Yeah. I'll just say that. But we'll see what happens. Game 7 coming up Wednesday night. We'll have that for you on KGYM. We'll talk some Major League Baseball coming your way tomorrow and dive into that. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and let our professional parts people scan your vehicle.